You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. Governor of Alaska, Sarah Palin, and vice presidential candidate was hunting caribou last night in St. Paul. She gave a speech last night that certainly electrified the GOP at the convention. What did you take away from her speech?
Hi, my name is Susan. I'm calling from Mamaroneck, New York. I thought Sarah Palin's speech was extremely powerful, very scary to me as a Democrat, and I think her policies, if she were to be involved in this national office, would take us back 30 to 50 years rather than forward.
Scaring the caribou, scaring the Democrats. We're also talking about heroes and whether we need more of them. You can go to our website and tell your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTake at thetakeaway.org. But how close to evil are we all, we human beings? Psychologist Philip Zimbardo saw just how close we are with his famed Stanford prison experiment, where ordinary people were given power over others and took it to extremes at a rate much more rapid than even Philip Zimbardo believed was possible. Now he's taking a look at the impulse to be a hero in human beings. His book, The Lucifer Effect, has explored all sorts of aspects of our behavior. He joins us now, psychologist Philip Zimbardo does, from Brisbane, Australia. Dr. Zimbardo, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, John.
Now, your most recent work focuses on heroes, and I want you to explain it to me, because in reading some of your work, it seems that on the one hand, people regard acts of heroism as kind of ordinary, yet they still are rare. What's going on here?
Well, the reason I'm focusing on heroism now, away from my lifelong fascination with evil, is that heroism is really the most important antidote any society has to evil. That what I'm trying to promote is the notion that most heroes are ordinary people. It's the heroic act that's extraordinary. So heroism is relatively rare in a society, and I want to begin to change that. And by change that, I mean to develop courses from middle school on through college, through the media, to develop the notion that what's really critical is that we all have a heroic imagination. We think of ourselves as heroes in waiting, because a hero is somebody who acts on behalf of others, but only in certain situations. And those situations are relatively rare, situations of evil, situations of coming to defense of somebody in an emergency situation like Wesley Autry did on the New York subway last year. But there's very little research on heroism. Surprisingly, there's a lot of research on violence, on evil, of mass murders. But psychologists and other social scientists have tended to ignore what's noble in the human character, namely heroism.
Well, let's talk a little bit about one of the things you have found. And the name of your new project is the Heroic Imagination Project. You sort of described it there a little bit. One of the things you've found is that what prevents people from acting heroically often is not that they're bad, but that they feel that they don't really have time. They're pressed for time, and that sort of keeps them from taking a step they might have taken.
Yeah, I mean, the other work that I've been doing, and I published a new book called The Time Paradox, is that because so much of our lives, especially New Yorkers, live in a time capsule, a time press, that because we're always focused on where we're going, we often don't stop to not only smell the roses, but to notice people in distress. And that there's been lots of research which shows that when not all ordinary people, and really good people, people like Princeton Theological Seminarians, are on the way to give a Good Samaritan sermon, and they pass somebody who is in need of their help, somebody in an alleyway, if they believe they are late for the sermon, 90% of the time they pass the guy by.
Wow.
Whereas if they have time, the same seminarians will stop to help.
So time pressure enforces a kind of selfishness which blinds you to people around you who might even be very obviously in need of help.
Well, it doesn't make you selfish. What it means is you're focusing on a distant target, and you lose perspective on the things all around you. So a hero is somebody who becomes, you know, I don't want to say street smart. situationally smart, that in any situation you go in, you immediately notice, for example, where the exits are. So if there's a fire and everybody runs for the exit they came in, you're in a position to tell people, no, use the other exit. So what we're trying to do is train children to self-label. If you think of yourself as a potential hero, the likelihood that when the time comes, when there is some emergency, you're going to be more likely to act that way.
Well, Doctor, how do you teach people that when they go into a room to not only look for the exits in case something bad happens, but to look for how they can be helpful?
Yeah, but see, that comes through family, that comes through schooling, that comes really through a basic change in our culture, that we've been focused too much on individuals making it. Most heroes who are successful are part of a social network. Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King, their success as individual heroes was always developing a network of people, of like-minded people, of people who are going to help. And so part of what we're trying to do in our Heroic Imagination courses, and we already have some up and running in Detroit, Michigan, headed by my colleague Matt Langdon, is you teach kids how to be prepared. You teach them social skills. How do you build a network of other kids? One of the worst evils that we all know about is bullying. Bullying not only hurts the kid who's bullied, but it changes the whole classroom atmosphere. And most people are not bullies, but they are passively, they are guilty of the evil of inaction. They look the other way. And so a heroic act is getting a bunch of kids to confront a bully and say, we don't like what you're doing, but if you stop, we'll be your friend. And if you don't stop, collectively, we will make your life miserable and we will bully you in a sense.
The network beats the bully. The social network beats the bully. Well, I have to say, the enthusiasm and excitement in your voice is infectious, and I wish you the best of luck on this project. And we want to check in as you proceed with the Heroic Imagination Project. Dr. Zimbardo, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jack. We do have a wonderful website, everydayheroism.com. We have lots of research we're just starting to do, and I hope your listeners will tune in.
Absolutely.
Everydayheroism.com.
We have great listeners. Thank you. Dr. Philip Zimbardo, Professor Emeritus of Psychology at Stanford University. And you can go on our website and take a look at our Hero Reports page, which is a collaboration with the MIT Media Lab. And now, headlines from Femi Oke.
Thank you very much, John. 20 minutes to the top of the hour.